The job of information technology officer for the state of Hawaii is not for the faint of heart. Doug Murdoch dropped by our studios to share the kinds of massive change that needs to happen to make government more resilient and more efficient.
Cybersecurity is so important to us. It's one of the seven pillars of our new strategic plan. We get probed about 40 to 45 million times a day. That's 520 times a second somebody's trying to get into our network. And we occasionally have attacks against our system that are partially successful, but we have a team. We have a chief information security officer and seven full-time employees who just all day work on stopping, repelling attacks, and then shutting them down if they get inside the network.
So what's been like the most recent attack that you can talk about?
We had an incident last week where somebody was able to get some email credentials and get into our system and ask other people for their credentials. And so we very quickly were able to see that and shut it down. We don't think any state data was lost at all. But it's not uncommon to have somebody try and get into the system every day.
Okay, so it's a phishing scam that got in, but you were able to cut it off right away.
That's right. They impersonated somebody else who was associated with some government agencies and wrote them some emails. And then from there, they, you know, use social engineering to try and encourage people to give up their username and password.
I recall hearing something about one where somebody claiming to be a boss, you know, lets his executive assistant know, and then she just releases it because she thinks it's him, but it's really not.
That's right. And a lot of times there's a sense of urgency, like I need this in 5 minutes, and so you don't have time to double check. And the phishing scams have gotten very sophisticated in terms of how they attack. They'll look at your website and see who the boss is and see who the assistant is and then attack that way. So they seem very legitimate, but they're not. We actually will send a phishing email to every employee of the state every month just to test them, because we know that the most important thing is to get the people to think twice about what they're doing. And after this attack happened, we sent out an email very quickly telling people to hover over any link they see in an email and look and see what the actual internet address is that they're clicking on, because sometimes it's clear that's not a government email address or a government link. So we're trying to teach people to hover to discover what the actual link is.
Now, in my previous job, I worked for a big company. It was Hearst Corporation, and they were real sticklers for, you know, having the employees go through training to make sure you knew, you know, the vulnerabilities of a system and how to be more resilient and protect our info from getting out.
We do have training for all of our employees. Some of us that are in higher positions go through hours and hours of training. The average employee has less training than that, but we try and train everybody. And we have little 3 to 5 minute training vignettes that people can take to learn about different things, like how to hover to discover whether a link is legitimate or not.
Now, technology is just changing so fast. You know, and we often hear, government, you know, lags behind, whether it's in regulation for some newfangled thing that's hit the marketplace. But so how are we doing as far as, you know, our strategic plan and making sure that kind of our borders are protected?
Mm-hmm. In terms of protection, we used to just protect the castle, you know, the government infrastructure. Now we're protecting outside the castle, and we're extending our infrastructure out so that employees that are working at home or employees that are working offsite have protection as well. In terms of general modernization, we recently modernized our 50-year-old state payroll system that was still being operated with carbon paper. And as an example of one of the things we were able to do, there were about 80,000 pay statements that would go out twice a month to every employee in the state. And on the other islands, they had to be flown over there and hand-delivered to all those employees. Well, now every state employee can look on their phone and check their pay statement 2 or 3 days before payday and make sure that they're getting paid properly. So we got rid of that 160,000 pieces of paper every month and replaced it with just the ability to check your statement online.
Okay, now, and that I recall was a big deal, I think, with the lawmakers about becoming paperless.
Right, and it was a huge project and very successful. So a lot of what's in the strategic plan now was informed by the success we had implementing the payroll project and the tax modernization project that's about to conclude with the fifth phase.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, because we've been hearing a lot about that upgrade for our systems at the state tax department.
Right. And that's been successfully implemented through phase four, which was the personal income tax. So people that did their personal income tax this year on the state system, they were on the new system. The taxes that are being done are now just a few taxes that were left out of the first four phases. So they're just kind of cleaning up, and they should be done probably September, October timeframe at the latest. And then that system will be fully implemented. We have a lot of other projects going on right now. We have a time and attendance project that's going on to feed the payroll system. We have benefits for human services, which are SNAP and TANF, the food stamps and employment benefits. And we have a system going in for child support enforcement that needs to be modernized. So we have a lot of big projects still to go. So we want to work with the success we've had with the recent projects and bring these other projects home successfully.
Now, you had mentioned something about the tax office and the need to modernize, and we're almost there. I recall having a conversation with the FBI. I know that they were saying that, yeah, a lot of times folks they may be due a tax return, but somebody's already received that check even before you filed your taxes. That they're just these scammers everywhere.
And tax is a place they like to scam because they can get a hold of money out there. So there is a way on the tax department's website where you can sign up for notification if anybody files your tax return or asks for information about you, so you get a double check. We call this multi-factor authentication generally in IT, where there's a double check before they give out anything about you. So I would encourage people to go on the tax department's website and sign up for that notification. That way somebody can't scam without you getting some notice that something's going on with your account.
And how do we stack up compared to other states? Because I recalled a time when we heard, there was this 30-year-old or more Wang computer that our employees were dutifully maintaining, and they were keeping it running. I think it was in the Department of Education. But how do we stack up with other states?
Well, I would say some states are ahead and some states are behind, but we still have a 40-year-old accounting system that we're running. Department of Education has a 40-year-old accounting system that it's still running on old computers. Some of our personnel systems are old. So we have some work to do to modernize, and I think some of these systems are only kept alive by employees who are just working incredibly hard, who I'm sure would like to retire because they've been around for a long time. But we have to replace these systems and get them in better shape.
Are we lagging anywhere compared to other states? Maybe, are there just some red flag areas?
Mm. Most of the state's websites are fairly modern. We have online services so that, and there's a thing called the Access Hawaii Committee, which is something created by state statute. I'm the chair of that committee and has a bunch of people on it. Those create digital services for state citizens, so they can go in online and register for a business license or do their taxes, pay their taxes, or get a permit from DLNR. So a lot of those things are available online already. We're about ready to go through a cycle where we'll modernize some of that to make it iPhone, iPad, digital assistant compatible. But most states are about where we are on those things. So I think we're not behind. I think we've done some great work in the last 4 or 5 years to really catch up.
Okay. And so do we have enough funding to reach our goals if we've got to update this plan? I mean, I would hope that the lawmakers, realize that this is high priority.
Yes, I think there'll be this year we'll be looking for funding for the tax for the financial management modernization system. So that'll be a big request. Child Support Enforcement Agency will need money to modernize their system. So those are the two of the big ones that are coming up this year, I think, before legislature. So we're working now to be ready to answer their questions and tell them that we're ready to proceed. And so we want to make sure that when legislature reconvenes, we've got the right answers and how we should proceed forward.
And are we okay on the court side, the judiciary and with their records?
The judiciary is not under my jurisdiction because I'm just for executive branch. So judiciary, legislature are separate, but we do work together. So for example, we do payroll for the judiciary and for legislature and for UH and DOE. So we work together on things. I work with the judiciary CIO and we talk about, projects that we have in common, where we can help each other. And I think generally the judiciary is on top of it.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you think would be important to stress for our listeners to understand why this is so important?
I think the biggest thing is that we can make government a lot more efficient than it is to now, and we can have our employees do more important things than they're doing now. You know, all those people that used to pass all that paper for payroll, you know, are now doing higher order jobs, like making sure people get paid on time. So that's really the goal. It's not to get rid of people. It's just to let the people we have do more important work.
And that was the State of Hawaii's Information Technology Officer, Doug Murdoch, discussing cybersecurity as part of the state's strategic plan to help shape future government services and data.